This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, it's the middle of the week, and that means it's time for another episode of your favorite podcast, the podcastiest podcast of all. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast, and we've got a show for you today. It's actually part two of Grocery Cart. We helped you end the grocery store, and we're going to do it again with the second half of
the show. However, we didn't help them. We just, well, we probably did in another way. We didn't mean to.
We always help people.
Of course we helped
them. Yeah.
But we helped them with deeper stuff.
Yeah. It was actually better, I guess, than it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be real practical, okay? When you go to a grocery store at Trim Healthy as a Trim Healthy Mama, here's what you do.
Yeah.
But then we got into...
Listen, ooh, if you put only broccoli and cottage cheese and organic lettuce and grass-fed beef in your cart, but you're taking home bitterness and keeping unforgiveness and keeping all those negative habits of ultra, you know, analyzing this and that and what she said and he said, it really hurt me. Well, then just go ahead and have your Big Mac.
Right.
You're ruining it.
Okay.
If I weren't on this show, but I was a listener, in that moment, I'd be like, getting a Big Mac today. Thank you, Serena. Because I crave Big Macs.
But I want to tell you something, Dan. The reason why I was going so excited, like,
come on.
I was just trying to get people in the mood because, like, isn't that how it is? Like, your price is right, whatever the show is. Mm. You know, they tell the audience they do the special effects of all that.
My dear love.
Revved upness.
You do not listen back to this podcast. We have Tim. He's our engineer. And he actually puts a very boisterous clapping track.
Oh, okay. Well, you got chocolate on the side of your mouth.
Oh, still it's there. A clapping track.
Still there. It's distracting me.
Where?
Yeah, I can't do this podcast until that's fixed.
Yeah, it's a freckle.
No, it was not a freckle. I love freckles. That's a little chocolate and scone.
Okay. So we do have a enthusiastic round of applause. So yours wasn't needed, but thank you for it anyway.
Yeah.
We should get to an actual practical, you know, what's it like to go to the grocery store as a Trim Healthy Mama? And we can all sort of give our own protocols because we start at different parts of the stores. Although, Serena, you and I
didn't listen back, so I don't even know what we said in the first
one. We didn't say anything. We went into other things.
Did. I remember you saying
stuff. We did not get to the practical start of it. We talked about hurt and how we talked about, first of all, looking at other people's carts, right?
Did you listen back?
No, but I have a memory of it.
I have a memory of us doing.
Okay, we talked about people's carts, what you put in them, and then it was like, you know, when you first become a Trim Healthy Mama, you put all this good stuff in your carts, and you suddenly see everybody else's obnoxious cart and all the junk. Then we got off on a tangent about I was saying I am just learning to stop putting hurt in my own cart of my soul.
Yeah, good on.
And now I see hurt in the carts of everyone else's soul, and I'm like, look at you, you hurty.
Yeah,
you know.
What do you mean by hurt in the cart?
Well, that was a metaphor.
You were there, Danny. You were moved. You were amening.
But the new listeners weren't.
Oh, you remind me of my daughter today. She just spent 2 hours writing out W-R-I-T-E and R-I-G-H-T and finding the difference and putting them in different sentences. And I told her to write them today. And she's like, what? I don't know how. She's 7. And I'm just like, Danny. Like, we've talked about this.
There is a part one. I'm not going to rehash it all, Dan, man. You can go back to listen all if you need to.
Listen,
and so can our listeners.
We have a cart.
Done.
We put inside of our cart a bunch of garbage, our mental cart, a bunch of garbage. We go shopping and we look for junk and we really rot our brains out. That's
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
So anyway, let's just say we're going to any grocery store. As a Trim Healthy Mama, I think you should really, I mean, this is not a rule. But you really should start in the vegetable area, wouldn't you say, Serene? Doesn't it make most sense?
Aldi's, the corn chips and the peanuts come first in that aisle.
Oh, you got to walk past the chips.
The veggies are at the end, so be honest.
Well, Aldi's is the only one.
But that's where you shop.
No, I know, but I go to Walmart and Kroger too. So it depends upon the day. If Aldi's had called us back, I'd be there and only there, but they haven't. So I'm keeping my options open for other men.
I don't like the analogy. I don't think your husband would either.
We've been dating, sort of at dating Aldi's, but they don't love us back.
Yeah, but once you're married, you wouldn't do that.
No, that's why I'm saying I'm not married to Aldi's yet.
Okay, so let's pretend we're at a non-Aldi store.
Can you call your daughter and tell her to check on my baby?
No. Okay. We're in the middle of a podcast. She's
fine. And you enter the store.
Yeah.
And you have a choice. You can go left and head over to the Colts, or you can go right and go to the...
Let's pretend even if it's Aldi's, but they don't have corn chips and peanuts first. We'll get to those
later.
That's
fine. You're so in love with Aldi. Go.
Yeah. So then let's just go... Oh, Aldi's, you messed up. Aldi's vegetables come like almost last, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they're in the middle.
Yeah. I don't know whether to choose Aldi's or another store. I'm so mixed up.
Could we say Kroger just for the sake of time?
Okay.
Okay.
Kroger and Walmart. I always start in the vegetable area.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of our women do the Aldi.
Oh my gosh.
We're not going to get through this, are we?
Does it even matter where
hey,
we
guess
start?
What? This
Should
is
we
mental,
start again?
This is mental junk we're putting in our cart. See, this is one thing I've learned to not put in my cart. Let
this
me just
painful.
Go there.
It's painful.
Analyzing. I've realized it's not a gift. I have an analytical mind where I like to analyze things and I like to go over things and really look deep into things. But at the end of my looking deep, my brain is filled with a bunch of fog because sometimes you just overcomplicate simple. Okay. And so what I've learned to not put in my mental grocery cart is analyzing things.
All right. So let's just say let's talk about vegetables
and
in any grocery store.
Which way we start.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Here's what I always do. I go to the romaine hearts. And I get two of the bags, and romaine lettuce is one thing I do organic. It's not that much more expensive.
It doesn't matter what we do first. It just matters that we do it, right?
Okay, so right. So we're past
you may not do your barber reading first thing. You might do it after breakfast.
It's true. Or you might
do it first, or you might do it at lunchtime.
Or
you
might not at all if you're a Leslie Passam.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, can you get on the program? This is supposed to be really practical. We're helping people
today. Well,
I'm
distracted because my baby is in your home with your daughter and I want to call her.
All right. So I always do at least two of the bags of the romaine hearts. Why do I do that? Because they're already washed. I find, listen, it's just me. Am I lazy? If I have to go home and wash lettuce and if I have to like take bugs off. See, that's why I don't even garden. It's too much work. There's worms on there.
Yeah.
Pearl, worms are the benefit that you get from gardening.
See, that's why I love my perfectly packaged romaine hearts. I don't have to wash them. I get 6 or 9 romaine hearts per week, and they are the bed to so many of my meals. They're not that much more expensive. So that is what I do lettuce-wise. And they lay at the bottom of my grocery cart. They will be in... At least one of my meals a day,
Can
they'll
I tell
be the bed
you
to my
what,
meals.
Tell you also what you do in your lettuce wise, and what I do lettuce wise. And shout out to all of the companies out there who do the little organic green field mixes. Shout out to you guys, please. Can we work on some invention? I don't know, but I buy them every week because I know I should, and I buy them every week because those are my favorite salads made out of those,
I know.
But they always rot, and you buy it every week, and we throw it out every week.
No, but I learned. I put a paper – if I buy those,
I put
a paper towel.
I do a paper towel, and it's still bad.
It helps me.
It helps half – you still throw half out.
Are you
out.
Putting two paper towels in?
Top and bottom, and putting it upside down in the fridge.
Mm.
You know what I started doing to solve what you're talking about is it's back to our mindset, but kind of reprogramming my brain to enjoy the grocery store trip. And I'll go like 3 times a week sometimes, but I'll get really
Danny,
fresh stuff.
Millennial Danny of the city.
Yeah.
I
was going to say again, right. I live next door to like 4 grocery stores.
Right.
I mean, I could ride a bike. So it's really easy to swing in and grab fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
And
we have a 30-minute trip.
Totally. Yeah, you got to do that.
But all I'm saying is that's what I do for lettuce. Serene, do you do the tubs?
I do those remains, totally, because
oh,
I
you
love
do mine.
Them. My children, my older teenage girls, I've got 2 19-year-old girls in the house.
Yeah.
When we have Mexican night, they love to put their refried beans and their, you know, we do the whole taco meat and everything. And they do that on top of the romaine boats instead of the whole wheat tortillas that my boys just grab up.
Romaine boats. You know, I love to do avocado in them for a snack in the afternoon or just throw any meat or sausage in them.
I send them to work with my husband all the time. Deli meat.
Yeah.
And little Gouda cheese inside the romaine boats with mustard.
You just triggered my appetite.
Oh, they're so good. Romaine boats. It's like sometimes I think I don't have anything to cook. And then I'm like, I see a piece of romaine. That's my tortilla right there. I put protein in it, spices, you know, a little bit of fat or cheese. It's a brilliant meal.
And then sometimes too, and this sounds really Spartan.
Yeah.
And this whole Trim Healthy Mum approach is not. It's the opposite. But for me, sometimes at night, I just want to stuff food in my mouth. I'm not hungry. I'm not. I'm just tired and I need to go to bed, but I'm up. And then I just crunch on romaine hearts, and it's just
really,
does
I've
the
never
trick
done
for me.
That.
Yeah, it's good.
Handfuls of spinach is my version.
Oh,
of that.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah,
not
Dan.
Handfuls.
You're famous for your scarfing spinach.
It's actually quite enjoyable, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, because it well, and it teaches your brain, hey, you're not hungry, bro. Yeah, you're not hungry.
If you're not hungry for these handfuls of spinach,
you're just not hungry. You can't do cheesy bready at midnight, son.
Okay, so what we've got is that's a staple for my grocery cart trip. Like if I don't have a romaine hearts in my fridge, I'm like sending my husband to the store. 30 minutes, it doesn't matter. It's just like I need them.
Yeah.
And then what other vegetables do you do?
Oh, man, cabbage for me. Cabbage because it's the base of all my trimmy bisques. You know, I have a large family. Yeah. Cabbages are cheap. They're so healthy. And so, you know, I buy a bunch of cabbages. I make cauldrons of trimmy bisques. So yeah. I put four cabbages in a big huge
And when
pot.
You trimmy bisque, you're talking about your latest soups in the table book. Yeah.
Yes. In the new recipe book.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is the little colorful a bag of colorful peppers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's nothing
my kids,
in my fridge if I don't have that.
I thought I would have to force them on my kids. Mm. They go in there and pass by things to get to them for a snack.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
And I chop them up in eggs and stuff.
And tomatoes. I do the little, as we've talked here on a Superfood Spotlight about the little baby tomatoes, how they have a lot more lycopene in them.
More
so,
skin to pulp.
Yeah.
Area,
and
so
also a shout out for our new veggie full ultra trimming recipe on our member site. Those of you who are members, we just put it up recently a couple of weeks ago. It's amazing and it uses all these vegetables that we're talking about for bases of meals.
Oh, mushrooms.
Yes.
Because of Pearl's meat hack, whatever you call it.
Yeah, ground beef hack.
Oh, and I want
How
to say,
many pounds of mushrooms are you buying a week?
Me? Do you want me to tell you? Because we've got a large family.
Yes.
Like, I scare people when I'm in the grocery store.
Yeah.
They think I'm buying for some like
camp.
Special camp that's going to last one weekend long, not just a family.
Yeah.
Like feeding 50 people. They think I'm doing a camp for 50 people. You know, because it almost ends up like two overflowing carts. I buy about 16.
Pounds of mushrooms?
No, 16 little packs.
Oh, the 8 ounce packs.
Whatever packs they are. And I don't buy the slice because they're more expensive.
Oh, so you, right.
My food processor does them up fine without being sliced.
Yeah, that's actually a good tip, Serene, because they're going to go in the food processor
because
anyway.
Because I do about 6 to 7 pounds of beef at a time if I'm making beef up. And then so I do.
But that's smart because then you've got the ground beef hack ready in your fridge. I mean, you've got it done. So, you know, I can't tell you a time these days when I do ground beef without mushrooms. It's always with mushrooms.
I don't ever.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
We're talking about staple vegetables
What
here.
Can I do with an eggplant? Because I want it.
Every morning it's eggplant or spinach for me. Okay, so I have a big griddle that you'd see if you went, you know, out to a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's a big, cute, because we have an industrial kitchen.
Industrial
kind of
family.
Yeah, industrial family. But if you had like one of those non-stick pancake griddles, it would work.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, yes.
Or a big iron skillet. But I grate. I peel my eggplant skin
and
I put it in a very small blender. It's like the size of a
Why
cup.
Do you peel it? That's the best part.
Listen, I put it in the because I'm having quick breakfast.
Okay.
So I put it in the small blender with like 4 tablespoons of boiling water, a tablespoon of baobab and a teaspoon of miso, right? And I blend and it's purple sauce.
Ooh.
And what
just
I do,
the skin.
Just wait because I grate the eggplant flesh.
Yeah.
You can't grate the skin. And it gets
all,
the skin doesn't cook down and it's like big pieces of like straw in my breakfast.
Okay.
So I pour that purple sauce over top of the grated thing on the skillet and 5 minutes, that's the most beautiful succulent eggplant sauce and I put it inside my omelet crepe, my egg crepe and I wrap it up and I either have the eggplant one or the spinach one, which you can see on video. We've done videos of them on our
member site.
So you're essentially heating up the meat of the eggplant in a skillet. Other people would call that cooking, but I'm just...
And I pour over that sauce and it cooks at the same time.
I'm a newbie, yeah.
But I want, eggplant and spinach, either or, every morning of the week.
So it's just hot eggplant.
I have to have
eggplant
for
my simple man brain.
It does cook it.
Cooks
because it's so grated, it cooks in like 2 minutes.
Okay. Yes.
But it could, these are our, listen, that's what I'm saying. You know, people talk about Trim Healthy Mama cost me so much money. I'm so simple when I go to the grocery store. These are, we've talked about the very simple vegetables. So I do lettuce, I do tomato, I do mushrooms. They're my basics. And then I'll probably get a few zucchini because I love to make them as a hash.
Yes.
Or, and they're a quick cook vegetable. Yes. So they can go with any, they can be a side to any meal or the basics of a meal. I don't know that I do many other veggies.
Well, let me tell you, I do. Celery and organic celery and organic carrots. And I'll tell you why.
Me too.
Because they are like, if my children are just, I'm hungry again, a carrot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not hungry. Oh, okay. Well, then we just worked out that you'd be hungry. And also, yes. I say to them too, you need yummy vegetables. You need more vegetables in your life. And when they start, they love it.
Yeah.
And they go back for a second carrot, a third carrot.
Yeah.
They're really sweet and delicious. But I find for me too, they're good hunger checks for me. I'm hungry. Okay, Serene, well, you might as well go get a carrot. Well, I'm really not. You know, whatever. But then when I start, it's a yummy thing. It's just a good thing to have around as just an alternative snack.
No, you're right. Celery and carrots are part of my staple too. I forgot about them because my husband goes through so much celery. You know, I love to do full salads for a meal, but he wants his salad more as a side. He thinks it's not manly enough to have it as a...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. And so for him to get more vegetables... In his diet, I'm constantly doing celery and peanut butter for him, and he loves it. And so I'll do three long sticks on his dinner plate, and he'll eat them all up. I used to, when we first started, heap them with peanut butter just to get him to like the celery.
Yeah.
Now it's just a thin smear, and he's perfectly fine because I weaned him.
You weaned it? Yeah, you slow rolled it.
Let me tell you something else I do too in the plant food area of the grocery store. Avocados, Spanish man.
Yeah,
he's doing the... Whatever you do, I can't even roll my R's. There you go. I can't even say, and my husband who grew up in New Mexico, not Mexico, but New Mexico, he can't stand it because I can't say, I have to say tortilla. Tortilla chips.
That's too bad.
Because I can't roll my R's. It's terrible.
It's too bad.
Or it's tortilla.
Yeah. That's
some tortilla chips.
But don't you do a tortilla or what have you?
Nah, just tortilla.
Oh, okay.
Tortilla.
See?
If you want to do it, it's the R that's rolled if you're going to roll it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
There's
L's.
A roll somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. But the L's is a Y.
Okay,
tortilla.
Avocados, I buy so many. I like to have a few a week myself, but my toddler and my baby. And I'll tell you what I do for my baby. I tried her on just mashed avocado at first, and she's like, what? This isn't sweet. I'm used to the trimis. Can you roll that?
That one's hard to roll.
Okay. Trimis.
Trimis.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Trimis.
Trimis meaning your sweet fresh milk.
Yes.
What?
Anyway, and then my Pearl's daughter said, no, Waza. That's Warren. That's Pearl's grandson. He loves it like guacamole. You got to spice that thing up. So I tried the salt, a little bit of lemon, you know, mineral salt, a little pinch. She couldn't stand it. She's like, what? Savory? What the heck? She couldn't handle it. But I mix avocado with... maple syrup, not fake syrup, real maple syrup, because you know I'm a little bit, but is she on the verge of honey,
she's
you know,
a
the
bit
year
too young, yeah.
Maple syrup and then grass-fed butter.
Mm.
And then I blend it with a handheld blender. She's got grass-fed butter, maple syrup, and avocado. It's like icing of a cake. She downs that stuff and it's given her a little cellulite, like back, like upper thigh fat that's so cute. Ooh,
yeah,
for babies
should have,
and it's
fat.
So good because of the carbohydrates with the maple syrup that she needs it for the growing and the good fats for their brain. They need fats. They need rich stuff, babies.
They
and
do.
That's the problem with baby food these days. And I'll probably get letters of complaint, but I stand by this. Most baby food does not have enough natural cholesterol in it. It does not have enough fats to support the brain. It's very like steamed sweet potatoes with nothing added. Mm. Where's the fat in there to get the fat soluble vitamins into their body? You know, mashed peas and chicken breast, you know, or pear. There's nothing of substance. A baby needs high concentrated nutrients. Anyway.
Can you add butter to baby food?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Butter in there.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then in my toddler, I mash an avocado with yogurt, baobab, and honey.
Oh,
yes.
Yum.
Yeah. So avocado was always like for my toddler
with
and baby
baobab
every day.
And honey.
They go through a couple of days.
That sounds like
that's so
like,
good.
Like, can we call it like Wonder Paste?
It is. Pearl loves my baby food when she comes over.
I do. I always tasting Serene's baby food. And I'm like, hold on. That right there is the. I can't even describe to you how good that
like
is.
Remember the mango, coconut oil, butter, baobab.
She put mango and avocado in one time and it was like, hold on. I know that would probably put some pounds on me, but if All I could eat all day long was that.
Hey, are we ever going to really open a restaurant? I mean, we talked about that in the past, but that would be like nuts. In fact, my wife yesterday was saying, dude, if I could go to a restaurant and have the kinds of foods you guys talk about on the podcast, like I wouldn't cook anymore. You know, she'd be like, I'd just blow our budget and we'd go out to eat there every night.
It's hard to keep restaurants alive.
Okay,
but one
we're talking
day we
about vegetables.
Okay.
Let's talk about frozen vegetables, even though it's not necessarily in the same place.
Fine. We're over that. We're through that.
Yeah,
right?
That was analyzing. I threw the hat out.
I love
it. We were so caught. We couldn't even go on because where are we going to start?
Okay,
it's so funny that our listeners have to go through this with us.
I know. The journey. So we moved through the vegetable aisle.
Now we're doing frozen veggies.
Now we're
Veggies are such a huge part, an inexpensive part. Nothing we've told you so far is expensive. And let's go and show you how this part's not either. Your frozen vegetables were picked at the height of freshness. They are not going in a truck somewhere to wilt and lose their nutrients. So they are still chock full of polyphenols, all the good things. I am for frozen veg.
Yeah, don't feel like you're raised with Coke in your bottle and canned food because you eat frozen vegetables.
No, you're like actually doing your
fate. It's not part of that whole, you know, mind
connection. And I don't ever buy organic frozen veg. Me, I'm just I do buy some organic lettuce.
I do because Aldi's has it there, organic broccoli and organic spinach.
Really?
Yeah, and it's cheap.
Okay. Well, if you can do organic there, but that's fine. Here are my organic just frozen veg staples. Cauliflower, broccoli florets, and okra.
What about string beans for chips? Oh.
Yeah, sometimes, but I only just do those, those green bean fries sometimes. So they're not my staples. Seasoning blend, because it always starts, you know, my casseroles, or I just throw it into almost everything. They're my staples right there.
Okra has changed. Okay, so, you know, it's so funny because I made up that recipe, the secret big boy, with the okra in it, right?
Yeah.
But then you go through seasons. I haven't made it for over 2 years.
Oh, just since the book came out, you stopped making it?
I had it for a year in a row every day.
Yeah, okay, then you got over it.
And it's not that I was sick of it. I just stopped doing it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, my husband's had some GI stuff, just a lot of, you know, just a lot of stress, and stress affects the bowel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what you need? It's like, I need something soothing for my tummy. I said, you know what you need? Okra.
Right.
It is totally, and a little bit of the prebiotic and probiotic, right?
So you're making him the big okra.
But the
big
okra
boy
sets that beautiful environment so that the probiotics can really take root on the, you know.
And why frozen okra? I mean, I know you can grow it yourself and all that. That's brilliant. But then you got to blanch it because frozen okra works way best in these recipes.
It does. I tell you what, the secret big boy has changed his life. He went from tummy trouble every night to he's like, I just feel totally settled. So every night when he comes home, he doesn't want dinner. He's like, I just want the secret big boy. And we do the peanut butter chocolate one.
Oh,
yeah, it's really yum.
That's amazing, Serene.
It doesn't have peanut butter in it. It's just
now, I throw okra into soups all the time. My family doesn't know. I now put it in my chilies. I'll just blend it up, like with the tomato sauce or something. My children don't know it's in there. I put it in spaghetti sauce.
Okay, so if I'm like frying up the mushrooms really quickly because I've got the ground beef in my crock pot or something, the children be like, we don't have to have that, right? And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. It's just for mummy, just for mummy. Because they're not going to have it right here.
No.
And I'm not really lying. Don't sell me lettuce, because what they're looking at is not going to be their dinner.
Exactly.
They see me all the time and they get really grossed out. And then they're loving their meal. They're like, Mom, this is the best. This is the favorite. I love this.
Good thing you didn't make me eat those mushrooms and okra. It's true. It's not, they're not eating it in the way that they saw it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, Mum, I don't want that. Well, you're not having this.
Yeah.
They're not.
Exactly. Okay, so were your frozen veg the same as mine, basically?
Yeah, totally. What about you, Dan?
I mean, we're including you like you're
worthy
to be said.
You said spinach, right? Because frozen spinach is just huge for me because it's
I don't
my
do
breakfast.
Much frozen.
You know, I never I even, until you were just, until Pearl talked about the nutrients that stay in the frozen because it's from the farm frozen, I never even think about frozen. I do now. I'm like, ooh, I should do frozen because it sounds easier. But I always just get the tub of spinach. I have real simple.
Well, here's the deal about frozen too, is frozen can actually cook. Like if you want to roast veggies, frozen veg, like frozen broccoli, will actually cook quicker than your fresh because it's already been pre-blanched. And so it's a quick cook. It's just a flash boil.
Oh, and that's boil
it? It gets help rid it. Of certain things that are in your vegetables that are fresh that will actually keep ripening your food, yeah. basically.
Oh, I see.
And here's my issue. If I buy a head of broccoli or cauliflower, first of all, it's going to lose some nutrients on the truck from Mexico or wherever it's coming from.
Probably Mexico.
I mean, they've shown that it does. It doesn't lose it with frozen. Keeps them all. And I know I'm going to use it. You see, my head of cauliflower or
it's got
broccoli,
browning and yellowing on it.
It's going to go bad because I never know what night I'm, you know, my life is like crazy. I don't do a menu and I'm just like, okay, let's just go to the night and let's cook something.
Us menu builders who decided to design that on a website, we don't use it.
I'm not a menu person. Some people are, more power to you. But with frozen veg, I take 2 or 3 packets of broccoli and cauliflower. I put them in my saucepan, steam them. I have a little steamer. It takes, 10 minutes on high? And then that's the side to my basic meat or to my chicken or to whatever. It's this perfect side. My whole family loves it. I've got butter, salt, mineral salt, and a little sprinkle of cheese if they want. And I'm getting so many nutrients the frozen way.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper.
Yes. And it's so, okay. And so,
and it's easier because I don't have to cut things off and cut it into florets. And I'm not going to do that. I'm too lazy.
While we're there at the frozen area, I buy always frozen berries.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah, frozen. Okay, never mind. I do get frozen stuff. Frozen berries.
I buy frozen blueberries.
They're cheaper too.
Because my children love to have them with cream just for an afternoon snack or for dessert. But I also buy the ones that are less sweet. You know, blueberries are the ones that are on the cusp of being kind of higher in carbohydrates. Yeah. So what if I really want a smoothie filled with superfood fats and I don't want it at all to be an S helper?
Yeah.
I just want the raspberries.
Raspberries. Brilliant. I always buy frozen raspberries.
Or strawberries too are very low.
Yes, but I just prefer frozen raspberries because I find them tangier.
Yeah,
I find they go with lemon so well.
Ooh.
And when you thaw those out.
How so? What do you mean?
And baobab. Tart.
You mean you like put lemon juice on it?
A little lemon juice with them. You know, when you take frozen raspberries and you just let them thaw a little bit and melt.
Yeah, ice cream.
They're tang. I can just eat those.
Like sherbet.
Yeah, I can eat those for my after dinner treat. Sit there and eat the melted, frozen, thawed raspberries. Oh, my goodness.
I bet that's the original sherbet ice cream, you know, just like frozen fruits and stuff.
So tart
where it came
and good.
From.
You know what I do coming out in our new book? Oh, no.
What?
Which one? You have books of plenty.
We're going to come up with a new cookbook.
True Mouthy, Quick and Easy. Okay, yeah, they know about
okay,
it,
great.
Loves.
I put berries on the hot skillet in a pan to put on top of my salad. Hot raspberries on top of a cold salad.
What?
It's that vinaigrette thing. It's the tart. It's the lemonerette. It's, you know how salad suits either a vinegar or a lemon or
you
like
guys are
a little
me
tart.
So hungry
you have a
today.
Little goat's cheese and a little like stewed raspberry. It's like warm, hot raspberries thrown in between. Oh my goodness me!
Like I don't
We've
know why today.
We've got a whole little chapter coming out with the hot and cold salads.
I do know why today.
Yeah,
because I'm healing my gut and my body wants food for the first time.
Danny,
that's
good.
So good,
man. I love
that's
it.
Why today. So I'm hearing about food and I'm just my body's like that. I'll take that and I'll take that because it's like not you know chimichangas with queso all over it. Bless them. Bless them and all, but that was hurting me, man.
Hey, if that's all we've got, and that's we are actually going and being a missionary over Mexico, and that's all that's put before us.
Food freedom.
I believe you can pray over that stuff, and it's incredible.
But you won't get that in Mexico
because that's all you've got, right? And it would be offensive to turn that down. That's their meal. That's all they've got. They're offering it to you as a gift. I'm telling you.
Hey, I was offensive.
It's going to be better than your romaine organic juice.
I was offensive once in Romania, though.
Yeah. Oh, were you? Did you not eat their food then?
No, I ate it, but I ate around it.
Well, I don't mind.
And
about
I told
you.
Them I was just so full. This was so good.
Well, that's all
but,
right.
But they're like.
I'll be eating around their eyeballs.
No,
if I went to Africa.
Wasn't an eyeball. That would have been kind of too far. But there were little hearts floating up. And I can't do the left ventricle thing.
Yeah.
In my soup.
Yeah, I find that hard. Hey,
sorry.
Well, speaking of the hot and cold salads, guess why that whole idea that we're coming out with our book of hot berries and things?
Yeah.
It actually brings out more of the nutrients of your cold lettuce.
Ooh,
so when
contrast.
Lettuce leaves meet heat, all the polyphenols burst and they make them more available to your body. What? So that's actually a smart, good thing to get like so many more nutrients out of your food.
Oh, yes. And talking about vegetables, I forgot. I actually, since reading Dr. Wong's, is it Wong or Wang?
What is his name?
And was he a doctor?
No.
Or a scientist?
He's a scientist. It's called How to Eat Better by...
We want to have him here on the potty. But I tell you what, ever since reading how high broccoli is in polyphenols and certain things, And he said, you know, cooking it actually destroys some of it, but you could actually cook it and still have a little bit of mustard somewhere in there. And
mustard
really
brings out the
back.
Polyphenols.
But I have just been addicted to raw broccoli in my salad. The little florets, is somehow the heads, they soak up like a sponge your vinaigrette.
Yes.
And there's something very addicting to
pleasurable.
It. I have a bit of extra gas.
Fine.
Yeah, no, just, I do. No, I can't do that. Raw broccoli.
Let it rip, tater chip.
Like, if I'm going to stay on the hilltop for that week, I'm just going to do the gas.
Rip
but
it
if
out.
I know I've got appointments and I've got to go and keep that stomach tight.
No, it's good for you.
I'm just going to, I won't have that.
No, but no, no.
God's a comedian. He gave us gas.
He's
you know,
true.
Just laughs every time. He's like, I created that. That was me. My idea.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
Ridiculous.
Turn a
Some
cushion.
Things are lost in cooking for broccoli. Other things, though, are actually boosted.
Oh, no, totally. But I love cooked broccoli, but there's something yummy about it raw right now.
I know, but I'm glad I can't be tooting around my husband all the time.
I don't toot around my husband. I hold that in tight.
I just read a scientific report, probably a month or so ago, that it's actually healthy to smell other people's.
What?
We went there. I'm sorry, podcast audience.
I can't handle other people's. Mine are quite
I can't either. It's the worst. My kids run. When they let it rip in front of me, they run because when they were little, I would pinch their little thighs and say, get it out of here.
Do you know what, though? This is for
I want to know the science behind that, Danny. Smelling other people's, I don't believe
this
it.
This is for that smelling other show. There, we have a whole other show for that. It's called the Serene Pearl Unshow.
Yeah, yeah, we'll
this
save
is the
it.
Podcast
we'll
where
it.
We bring meat and like science and all good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, just good stuff.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Well, I want to say right now, it's seasons what goes in your cart and what doesn't.
Yes,
can I just say
true.
Something?
Yeah.
Trim Healthy Pancakes, I would do once a year. Like, my children are like, it's such and such birthday. What should we do special? Trim Healthy Pancakes. It'll be like once a year thing. It just wasn't part of our breakfast deal.
Yeah.
Well,
you mean the ones with oats, cottage cheese, and egg whites. Yeah.
And because we are a big family, having
a lot
the griddle
of flipping,
has
yeah.
changed our lives because we can do like 8 pancakes at a time, right?
Oh, yeah.
It just takes a quick,
She's
but I tell
waving.
You what,
Salis
my children
waving.
Live on the Trim Healthy Pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
The Allison children are being built up by Trim Healthy Pancakes right now. But I just do whole eggs. Just if you want to do for your children, well, it's cheaper too and it's easier for them and they need it. Mm. If you want to know, guys, 5 eggs is a cup of egg whites.
Right.
Work that out. And we in our Vitamix, we do a 4 batch every time. So we do 20 eggs.
I thought 4 eggs was a cup.
No, 5 eggs.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, okay. I know for me it is, for my measurement. You take it for a little walk, you're awesome, but just come back regularly.
Okay, so do you have a, you know how you allot chores to your children? Is there one person
but
on
can
pancakes?
Can I tell you something? You know how I'm a purist?
Yeah.
So I don't like cooked dairy, pasteurized dairy and all that. But, you know, I've got to let my children live, you know. And it's expensive. I'm buying just like raw goat's cheese.
Yeah, and you don't want to cook that anyway.
Yeah, you don't want to cook it. So, but I've heard... Just and it really kind of healed my purest brain just to even let them do it. That casein doesn't get destroyed with heat.
Huh.
It's the whey.
And cottage cheese is the highest in casein,
right? And cottage cheese is a casein protein.
Yes.
So I'm not so concerned about it anymore. Anyway, they live on it. They do it morning, noon, and night. Anyone in my family is trained to be able to whip it up. 4 batches at a time.
Oh, 4 batches.
So in our Vitamix, it'll take 4 batches. We do 20 whole eggs.
Wow.
We do 4 cups of oats. And we do 4 cups of cottage cheese and we do a tablespoon of gentle sweet for every cup.
Yep.
Or a teaspoon of sweet blend for every cup.
Super sweet.
We don't even worry about the vanilla.
No, you
don't
have to.
And then 2 teaspoons of baking powder for every cup and we blend it for 2 minutes in the Vitamix. Done.
And then you just have pouring on the griddle and flipping.
Yeah,
and
they have it with butter and honey or butter and raw maple.
I need to do that once a week because my children devour them too. And whenever they're hungry, it's like, oh, pancakes in the fridge. Do you know that I actually love them not just for breakfast, but for an afternoon snack?
Yes.
I love them with...
And you'll be doing it with the egg whites.
Yeah, I do. I do the
not
original.
Not that you need to, but just because.
Yeah, I love them the egg whites way and my children do too.
Yeah.
But I love them with all fruit jelly.
Yeah.
And a little peanut junky butter.
Right. So that's an E, yes.
Yes.
So
and then, yeah, because it stays. And then I dip them in non-sugar syrup. It's
What's
not
junky
Serena
butter?
It's like, it's in one of our cookbooks. It is like peanut butter, but it's much lower fat. We just make up this recipe using our peanut flour. So you can have it
and
in S-E meals.
Hold on. Is our peanut flour really low in fat?
Yes.
So that's where I need to go.
Yes.
Because I'm doing some
Because you were having some
right
gallbladder.
Not because he's trying to lose weight. He's
no.
Just, yeah, his fats are just bothering him right now. Okay. And in the end, the fats will be good for him. But anyway, rabbit trail. But I did want to say, too, I just really did want to mention that to free people up to use the whole eggs. If they've got a family, there's a lot of women listening that have got a family of 8 children and trying to feed them up.
Right.
They want something to stick to their ribs and they don't want to be like buying cartons of egg whites when they normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
It's you know? True. That's a good budgeting tip, Serene, for if you've got a big family now.
Oh, but what I want to do for my husband is keep the sweet out, right? Make them like thick gordita bread and wrap like Gouda cheese
and
lettuce and deli meat. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do this week.
And they're cheap.
I'm literally about to have to go eat right now.
Hey, so now that we are talking about cottage cheese, we can go to the whole dairy aisle.
And the Waldorf salad, which you love, a good apple Waldorf salad with
I
the low-fat
I still have Waldorf
cheese.
Salad at least twice a week, and that's in all of our books.
You is can, that what you bring in when I see
yeah,
your salad?
Yeah, that cottage cheese.
And I do want to say this. I do want to say this. I just buy, just so you know, you can't be so strict, you can't live. So for my children, I go to Aldi's and I just buy their low-fat cottage cheese. I don't like to read the ingredients.
I don't either.
It'll make them not ever have pancakes again, probably.
I know, and pancakes are good.
But the Daisy brand is probably not too expensive, but that's a simple brand. It's a simple brand. There's nothing in there but 3 ingredients. It's really
Yeah, but
the Simply Good from Kroger's, and Walmart has it too, but it's too expensive for pancakes of large families. Simply Good is a great one for your Waldorf salads for your mama.
I had some today.
Yes. And then Nancy's is another brand. So for the purists, I think Nancy's and Simply Good.
Yes. Okay, so let's talk about the dairy aisle. Those of you who are dairy-free, you don't have to listen to this right now, but there are options for dairy-free too, actually, in the dairy aisle. When we talked about last, a couple of weeks ago, goat cheese.
Well, that's not dairy-free.
No, well, we've had that argument
before. No, it's not dairy-free. It's dairy's not cow, milk of
right,
all animals.
It's cow.
I remember this
No,
episode.
Dairy's not cow. Dairy is sheep. Goat, cow, camel, buffalo. It's a true thing, and I remember winning the argument.
Yeah. Anyway,
Our producer, co-producer Leslie's not here. She was on my side the whole time.
I buy, in the dairy aisle, I buy sour cream because my children are always having taco salads and it's going on. They love sour cream. I also buy heavy cream because so that goes a little bit in my coffee and then my children use it sometimes in their smoothies.
Pause.
And
for 1 second, like you said in your coffee, I buy the almond milk, not because I'm a drinker of the almond milk, but I make my own creamer out of the almond milk. And I'll tell you just quickly how to do it and then you can move on, okay?
Yes, loves.
A plop, it's probably like 1/4 cup of almond milk, 1 teaspoon of MCT, 1 teaspoon of collagen, and 1 dunk of lecithin, okay?
That's for each cup of coffee.
For each cup of coffee. And then so really it's only a 1 teaspoon of MCT oil amount of fat.
Yeah,
right?
So you don't make up a cream ahead of time. You
yes,
just cream it as it time.
Oh, you pre-make it.
No. Every morning I just do it twice over for my husband and I like that. And I blend it up and then I put it on the oven and I steam it because I don't like my coffee getting
Neither
cold.
Neither do I.
And then I steam
why,
it, add
why
it to
lecithin?
The blend. Well, it just helps that fat go into the almond milk. So I make an almond milk cream. It's so delicious. But I've done it when I've traveled. I've made a whole quart of it.
Oh.
You know, if you travel in the car, you're not flying. Yeah, so you can do it ahead of time and keep it.
Yeah,
in the
and if you're gonna have that argument that you know almond milk is not dairy either, but it's in the same section. So
it's not dairy; it's plant. But I love you, you're my sister, and you're my sweetheart.
Cashew, I buy cashew milk.
Oh man,
love it.
But I'm not sending my children for homeschooling to you until that's cleared up.
Yeah, big.
So I'm gonna buy some heavy cream. I'm gonna buy some cashew milk. I'm gonna buy some sour cream butter.
Butter.
I'm going to buy butter.
How many pounds do you buy a week?
Cheese.
I always buy 6 pounds a week.
No, I'm a 2 or a 3.
Yeah.
What about you, Danny boy?
Now I buy none.
Oh, because you've had a little bit of a gall. But your family? Your children are on butter.
Oh, yeah. And it's,
but you see, Lisa's on the children. Danny's just buying for his little self.
When he goes to like Kroger on the way home from work and buys his man stuff.
Yeah,
man
I get my
plan
little
Dan.
Special, my special ingredients.
Man plan Dan.
Do you have a little dad shelf in your fridge?
I do. Well, I have a spot in the fridge and my own cabinet.
Yeah, I have a refrigerator in our bedroom.
You do
you
really?
You have to when you have a large family.
Yeah.
Because what if I buy like a little sparkling Perrier for my husband, a little something.
Hands
Before
off,
he even
kids.
Gets home from work, it's guzzled by some 16-year-old who doesn't even like Perrier.
And won't even appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, have we finished with this dairy area? Because we're trying to get through this.
Did you talk about the little goat's cheese?
We did on
my
another podcast.
Baby, I roll it into little balls and put it on the high chair.
Oh, sweet. Oh, goat's cheese is going in my cart too.
Yeah.
I do use cream cheese. I know Serene's not a big lover of it for purity reasons, but it goes in, like, it's the basis to some of my recipes. Yeah, and I don't like to overdo it.
Yeah, and if you don't like cream cheese because you're a purist, check out that no moo stuff in the table book. It's divine.
Yeah, lots of people are using that, Serene.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Packaged goods. Let's talk quickly about what sort of packaged goods go in your cart.
Well, I have a big family again, so it's not like Trim Healthy Mama. What are you guys doing sign languaging?
I don't know, Dennis. Pass me sign language. What does zero mean?
None.
None of what?
No time. Packaged goods.
No,
My wife though does, but
yeah, because
none for
you're
me.
Shopping for Dan Man Plan, who's off all package goods. Good for you, but I just saw you eat a package, and it was a little bar.
But it wasn't like
it was packaged.
I guess
that's
it wasn't processed.
It was very healthy.
That's processed. Everything's processed. Salt is processed. If you have to like take it out of the ocean water, people. That's the other thing. People are so afraid of the word processed.
There's a difference between processed and devitalized.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Chemicalized.
Cheese goes through a big process. Look, I've made cheese from home. It's a lot of process. It's a lot of mess. It's a lot of bowls and cheesecloth and wave coming everywhere and hanging this from that and all kinds of stuff.
Makes a $5 block of cheese make sense.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. What was I going to say? So we're talking about
packaged goods.
Oh, yeah, but I want to free people up just because they might think that I've got all my children on Trim Healthy Mama.
Well, we do, but it's just basics.
No, but it's not actually. These things I'm going to say aren't Trim Healthy Mama.
Oh, okay.
They're Trim Healthy Mama, grow up a large family of children on clean foods.
Yeah.
But they're not necessarily planned foods for Trim Healthy Mama. Like whole wheat noodles are going in my cart.
For your kids.
For my kids. Mm-hmm. Just for my, well, not my 19-year-old girls, but my, you know.
Well, see, you've got so many children and stuff, and my children.
Well,
just
I tried
love
them
Dreamfields
on the brown rice.
Noodles.
I tried them on the brown rice, and it was slimy for them. So
you
I
mean the noodles, rice noodles?
Yeah,
but your children eat a lot of brown rice.
No, the brown rice noodles. They thought that they were slimy, and they stuck together like glue. The noodles. So, you know, I'm just not going to beat myself up over it. Like, oh no, everything has to be. Yeah,
corn chips go on in my cart for my children that aren't baked ones. I get the blue corn chips.
Well, it's okay because it's crossover basically for them.
Sort of. It's not perfect oils, but you can't be legalism. That's why
some people say, I couldn't
stay on Trim Healthy Mama. It was so expensive. So I say loosen up a bit and stop being a perfectionist. Do your best.
Yeah, that's what I say too. As you can hear, we've got stuff in our carts that you might be like, oh, I thought they were on Trim Healthy Mama.
And what do you mean by Trim? Some people say Trim Healthy Mama is expensive. It's Kroger charges the money, not us. What do you mean?
I think they mean the foods that you're telling me to buy are more expensive than, say,
than what?
My
Pop-Tarts?
Yes, and my white noodles and
Pop-Tarts aren't food.
My potato chips that I used to buy, my white bread cost me 99 cents.
Oh,
it's not food.
Backtrack.
It's not food. I got hardcore in my old age.
Backtrack.
Yeah, you know what? You know what else? Sorry, I'm backtracking.
Okay, come
on,
Dan.
But
no, I want to backtrack. I just remembered a whole group of food we left out.
Okay, but let him say.
I came to a point, I know we'll get the email, and it's cool to disagree. It's fine, but this is where I'm at personally. I'm buying organic. I'm buying whole foods, not from the whole food store. I mean, foods that are whole. I almost don't go through the center aisles at all. Stay on that perimeter with the fruits, vegetables, meat. And just because of my deep struggles with my health issues,
yeah,
I got
Dan
serious.
Yeah, Man Plan Dan, right?
Yeah, I just
this
got serious.
This is Dan's special cabinet food. Your wife might be buying some things that aren't
She
about,
is, but I'm just saying this. I'm just saying what I'm talking about is this mentality.
Yeah.
I can't afford it.
Right.
You know, like that was my mentality. My income did not increase.
Right.
I've started spending money on food instead of other
and
things.
And Danny. That cheap food caused you some health issues, and you've just been getting doctor bills for it.
Yes,
is that what I'm saying. Expensive?
Yes, and you know what? I like for like years, I didn't go get my teeth clean.
Right.
I'm paying for all of it in cavities.
Oh,
it would have been cheaper to just get $100 for a cleaning every 6 months.
My mouth was an expensive.
I didn't have
procrastination mouth.
I didn't have no daddy teach me nothing, but I'm learning now, and I'm going to tell my kids: get your teeth clean and buy organic food. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. No judgment on anybody else who can't afford it or whatever. I no longer say I can't afford it because I have paid
my
extra.
Fruit, I'm not buying organic apples. I have to buy boxes of them. I'm not, you know, otherwise I'd have to have my children have a quarter of an apple each a day. Yeah. Okay. So there's certain things like my baby, when she first starts eating, I buy a bag of organic for her because I like to set up there. So, and now my husband, who's like working around the clock and he's got all his responsibilities and he's older and everything, I start doing things for him because there's certain seasons when they're in their prime.
Right.
I feed them clean, organic greens. We have a garden. A lot of stuff is organic, no GMO, but they eat like horses and I can't do everything organic for them.
I know.
And or none of their eggs.
Good balance.
All of their eggs doesn't have to be pasture raised for them either because I couldn't afford it.
Balance, no, I know. And then sometimes people think I'm either all organic or I'm nothing and I'm just back to a corn chip Pop-Tart life.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is an in-between
where most
of us can sort of be. If you're fighting something very grave though and very challenging, Danny, I agree. You go extreme and you fight.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. But do you have, because your husband's age and certain things you're protecting him from, preventing in his life, you know, do you have special ingredients for him that you don't let your teenage boys, you know, like you might buy the regular cheese from, say, maybe there's regular cheese for them, right, for their sandwiches all day, and you buy a special kind of Gouda that you know has got the strong K2 for the thing that you were trying to do for your body.
I do that sort of thing. Like for my children, I just buy basic whole wheat pita. For my husband, I'm buying Joseph's pita just because he doesn't burn it as fast as them.
Right, but I want to get people off the guilt of thinking everybody has to be on the pristine. There's seasons.
There's
seasons in life, and it's not like you're trying to hold back from the children of the middle kind of age range. You are totally pouring into them. And there's some foods that you're giving them that you're not touching or your husband's not touching, like raw whole milk and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, milk's a good example of something I'm not touching anymore.
Yeah, and I buy it
for my kids.
Totally.
Different seasons. Do you know what I think? I think we've got one more part three session.
But the canned vegetables is huge.
We're already at 45. So what we'll
do
I think we've got a part three because there's a whole bunch of other stuff we haven't talked about. And I think just hashing it out is just really good. I think we're freeing people up at the same time as giving them ideas.
Hey, and before we go though, could I ask a personal question for me that will benefit the listeners? I figure I'm going to ask you after anyway, so let's record it.
Okay.
So you know I'm on this, you know, gut healing, gut, but also gallbladder healing diet now. What of Trim Healthy Mama products would you recommend? Because I'm going to go to the Nashville Trim Healthy Mama store today and I want to pick up stuff.
Yeah.
I know collagen already.
Well, the gut would be the collagen, the gelatin, and the collagen.
Okay.
I'd stay away from the MCT oil
because of the fat?
Well,
you could do small amounts, the MCT oil, anything that's going to pass through you very quickly.
Actually, come to think about it,
slow down.
Wouldn't the MCT oil be better than other fats because it's easier to digest more
could,
like a carbohydrate?
Right now, you know, you just don't want to go
any.
Don't
huge amounts
don't
of fats. You don't. So, small amounts of those things are good, but here's another thing, Danny. So the peanut flour and things like that would be good, but what was it? Something in my head.
Baobab would actually be very good for you because it is a prebiotic. It is one of those fermentable carbohydrates, even though it's very low in carbohydrates. It's a fermentable fiber.
Okay.
And it's incredible to set the stage to just for good microbiome.
Yeah, so baobab, collagen, right?
But what was I just going to say?
You can put them together, you know, in smoothies.
Oh, yeah. And oatmeal is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, and what about collagen versus gelatin? Is there one better than the other for the gut?
Gelatin actually is more hydrophobic. Is that the word?
Hydrophobic, I think.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, it draws water into your colon.
So that moisturizes your colon. However, it doesn't work in as many recipes because it has to be hot.
It doesn't have to be hot. You can make puddings out of it.
Has to be hot.
Well, so what about put it in hot oatmeal? Or is that too congealy?
No, as long as it's hot, it's like I put it into all my trimmy bits.
The gelatin powder into a cold smoothie, you're going to get a stomach ache.
Right, you have to bloom it first with hot water. If it's pouring into hot oatmeal, it's fine.
Yeah, anything, you put it in hot first. And then
hot, he could sprinkle it in and stir it in and he's fine.
Okay. I don't want a stomach ache. That's the opposite of what
I know,
I want.
Exactly.
Okay, so I don't need to be careful with it. I just need to make sure
it's hot. No, you make sure it's hot first to bloom it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
There was something that I was going to tell Danny about. I forgotten.
Was it a product?
I thought it was a product. mate.
All right, so
careful with while he's wanting to...
Oh, no. I think it's for Danny after this podcast.
Yeah, it'll be after. Hey, listen. So before we let him go, we just published our e-zine, right?
Yeah, but at the time they get it, it'll be a couple weeks ago. Yeah, two or 3 weeks. Yeah.
I don't see what that shows what I know. Anyways, if you're not subscribed to our e-zine, can they subscribe on the website?
Yeah, subscribe on the website. And you'll notice Danny had a great recipe in there, Danny Aid.
Yeah, it's really good. Very hydrating gut tonic. But it's, yeah, really cool. And there's an interview I did with Bruce.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is one of our man listeners. Yeah,
we did
a video Skype interview, which we're trying to get working connection-wise. But the e-zine's really cool. And is there a cost for the e-zine?
No, mate. It's all free.
Free e-zine, man. So it's a magazine sent to you
quarterly. It comes out quarterly.
It's free because it doesn't cost you much to do Trim Healthy Mama.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, Trim Healthy Mama's on Facebook and Instagram. Hit us up, people.
Yay. Hey, we'll see you here next week with a part three.
Trim Healthy Mama, my way. And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.